You've crushed it. You've built real wealth. But let us ask you something. If you stepped away today, how long will it last?
For many successful families, the uncomfortable truth is this. What they have built works because they're still in the center of it. Right now, your wealth may be strong, but is it complete?
At the Kitty Sisters, we see wealth as a system built across 5 layers. When each one layer is missing, wealth doesn't fail immediately. It fractures quietly. You don't feel it day to day until scale, complexity, or time exposes it.
That's exactly why we created the Where Wealth Breaks assessment. It maps your current wealth against the 5-layer legacy cake, revealing the gap between where your wealth stands today and what it needs to endure beyond you.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessment now at wherewealthbreaks.com.
Imagine knowing clearly and objectively which layers are solid, which relies too heavily on you, and which haven't been built yet. Because building wealth and keeping it require different systems.
This isn't about chasing returns. It's about strengthening the system, holding them together. You've made it. Now the question is whether your wealth is layered, governed, and structured to last.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessments toward building multi-generational freedom at wherewealthbreaks.com. That is wherewealthbreaks.com.
Jensen Huang just drew a line through the entire global workforce. One sentence, no ambiguity. Huang said, if your job is a task, then you're very highly going to be disrupted. Not might be, not eventually, very highly going to be. That one single sentence, that single distinction between a job and a task is the most important career diagnosis anyone will hear this decade.
Hey, we're Palmy and Nancy Kitty, the Kitty Sisters, and we're here to help you turn earned income into own income and build what actually lasts.
From a $2,000 bank accounts to nearly $500 million in real estate assets, earning our way into rooms we once never thought we belong in. Along the way, we learn success isn't just about making it, it's about making it last.
Here we share money, real estate, and investing strategies. But more importantly, we talk about the systems and decisions that create legacy, certainty, and continuity.
If you value speed, convenience, and execution certainty, and if you're building not just for yourself but for the generations after you, you're in the right place.
This is the first of the family podcast. If you show up every day to execute a repeatable process, you are the process, and the machine runs processes better than you. Faster, cheaper, without breaks, without errors, without a salary negotiation. And the moment your role can be written as a checklist, the checklist gets automated and your desk gets cleared and the data backs us up. In the last 18 months, entry-level job posting requiring a 4-year degree have dropped by 40%. Not in manufacturing, not in logistics, in finance, in law, in consulting, in tech. The exact fields your degree was designed to get you into. I need you to sit with that for a second. Because nobody who sold you that degree told you it had an expiration date. My name is Palmy Kitty, the other half of the Kitty Sisters. My sister Nancy and I have scaled to nearly $500 million in assets, returned $45 plus million to investors, and have helped families preserve $100 plus million in taxes. I've studied every major economic disruption of the last 2 centuries, going back to the Industrial Revolution, the Great Depression, the 2008 collapse, and I want to show you the pattern that runs through all of them, because that pattern is happening again right now. Here's what I know. There are 3 things that have always separated people who survive a labor disruption from the people who got erased by one. And by the end of this video, you will know exactly what those are. Picture this: England, 1811. The power loom arrived, and overnight, an entire class of skilled human beings became economically unnecessary. Master weavers, people who had trained for years, the most experienced workers in their field. The machine did their job in a fraction of the time at a fraction of the cost. The weavers who survived didn't weave faster. They owned the mills. Here's what nobody told the weavers, and here's what nobody told you. The education system was not built to make you wealthy. It was built to make you employable. Those are not the same. Think about the scorecard you were handed. Good grades, right school, right degrees, right job title, right salary band. You hit every single mark, but nobody told you that the scorecard itself was designed for a different economy. An economy built on the assumption that skilled human labor would always be the scarcest, most valuable input. The assumption is no longer true. We are producing more credentialed professionals than at any point in human histories. More MBAs, more JDs, more PhDs, more people with the right degrees from the right schools. And simultaneously, the demand for those credentials is contracting. That is not a coincidence, that's a collision. An over-credentialed workforce colliding with an economy that no longer needs credentials the way it used to. This is not a personal failure. It's a systemic miseducation crisis. And it is happening to the smartest, hardest working people in this country.
to you. The machine doesn't care how impressed your resume is. The machine is the asset. You either own the asset or you compete with it. Which brings me to the second thing. Because smart people optimizing for the wrong scorecard is not a new problem. History has a name for it, and it's going to sting. The 13th Amendment passed on December 6th, 1865. 4 million people were finally freed. Freed from bondage, free from slavery, free from being owned. But free into what? They had no land, no capital, no collateral. They had only one thing to offer the economy, their labor. And the economy had a clear structure waiting for them. It was called sharecropping. Here's how it worked. A landowner allowed a family to farm his land. In exchange, they gave him a share of the harvest, the seeds, the tools, the cabin, all on credit from the landowner. The debt accrued faster than the harvest could pay it. These families worked from before sunrise to the after dark. They were not lazy. They were not failing. They were trapped inside a system designed so that the harder they work, the more they produce for someone else. The land, the asset, was never theirs. By 1900s, nearly 3/4 of Black families in the South were sharecroppers or tenant farmers. Working land they would never own, building wealth they would never keep. The families who broke that cycle, the ones who found a path to owning soil, however hard, however long it took, those are the families with generational wealth today, not working it, owning it. The families who didn't, 3 and 4 generations later, their descendants are still catching up. I need to tell you something. What I just described is not a history lesson. That is your story. You are a high earner. You have optimized your career to a level most people never reach. You are exceptional at what you do. And every year you offer wages, a salary, a bonus, an equity comp package, earn income in exchange for labor, while someone else owns the asset. The sharecropper trap is not about race. It's not about poverty. It's about a structure relationship to capital. And right now, in the most technologically advanced economy in human history, the highest earners in America are living inside it. Labor share of the national economy has been falling for the past 40 years. Every technological revolution in history displaced some workers. The power loom replaced hand weavers. The steam engine replaced horse labor. The assembly line replaced craftsmen. The computer replaced bookkeepers. But here is what every single one of those disruptions had in common. The machine made production more efficient, but it still required a human to run it. The loom needed a loom operator. The factory needed a floor supervisor. The computer needed a programmer. The robot needed a technician. Every prior disruption displaced one kind of labor and created demand for a new kind of labor to replace it. AI and advanced robotics are different. For the first time in economic history, a technology is not just replacing a category of labor, it's replacing the need for a human to run it at all. Not just blue-collar labor, not just repetitive tasks, analysis, legal research, financial modeling, medical diagnostics, code review, content creation. The job that used to require you. AI does not reverse that trend. It permanently accelerated because AI doesn't just replace tasks. It replaces the justification for paying humans a premium. The value is migrating away from people who does the work towards the people who owns what does the work. Here's the hardest thing I ever said to a room of high earners. Your income is the most fragile thing you own. You have worked for 20 years. You've sacrificed weekends for it. You have missed dinners for it, delayed vacations for it, told yourself it was temporary for it. And right now, that income lives inside a company that can restructure overnight and inside a board that can decide your role no longer justifies your costs. Inside a market that is actively, systematically repricing your skill category downward right now, this year, while you're watching this. Inside a technology cycle that has already decided, not might decide, has already decided that it doesn't need as much of you as it used to. Your income is not a foundation. It's a permission slip renewed annually by someone else on their terms. And most of you have spent the last decade making that permission slip more impressive while the ground underneath it was shifting. I want you to do something right now. Think about your income streams, the ones you own, not those that you earn. How many of those you have? Drop that number in the comments. 0, 1, be honest, this is not a judgment, it's a starting point. Because what I'm about to show you in the third section is a specific mechanism that allow families, including ours, to convert this exact problem into a multi-generational answer. And it's not what most people think. The Romans built the first aqueducts in 312 BC. And what made it extraordinary wasn't the water it moved. It was the fact that it moved water without human labor. Gravity did the work. The engineers designed the grade, that precise, almost invisible downward slope slope and then step back. The system ran itself for centuries. Some of those aqueducts still function today. That is the definition of wealth infrastructure, not an asset that requires you, an asset that runs after you. Let me show you how we think about this. Three layers, each one building on the one before. The first layer is wealth, not earned income, not a salary, own income, cash flow from assets that doesn't require your time. This is where the aqueduct starts. You build the grade, the system flows. The second layer is real estate, specifically multifamily commercial real estate, the asset class that produces more private wealth in America than any other, not because it's glamorous, because it's physical, income-producing, inflation-resisting, tax-advantaged system that once built right, runs. On our portfolio right now, insurance premiums have come down since late 2025. Net cash flow has improved with moderating rates. Markets like Atlanta are showing rising occupancy and tapering concessions. The system is running. The third layer is generational wealth. This is the part most people skip. They build the asset, but they don't build the governance. They accumulate, but they never design what happens after. The Roman aqueduct was not remarkable because one engineer built it. It was remarkable because the civilization that followed inherited the infrastructure. Governance beats returns every time. The wealth you built without a plan is just an inheritance dispute waiting to happen. I want to come back to something. The master weaver who watched the loom arrive, they weren't wrong about their skills. They weren't weak. They just didn't know the rules has changed. The families who worked someone else's land for a generation, they weren't failing. They were playing the only game they had been offered. And you? You've been playing an exceptional game. The credential, the income, the career, you've done everything right. But the rules are changing again, just like they always do. And the question isn't whether you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. The question is, what are you building right now that your children will still be living inside 50 years from today? The labor economy isn't ending because people stop working hard. It's ending because the economic logic that awards labor above ownership has run its course. Every major disruption in history has asked the same question. Are you the weaver or do you own the mill? Are you working the land or do you own the soil? Are you the labor or are you the aqueduct? If you want to know exactly where your wealth architect is broken right now, we built something for you, the Where Your Wealth Breaks assessment. It's free. It takes less than 3 minutes. It will show you which of the three layers is missing and what to build first. The link is in the description. The aqueduct that runs for centuries, it starts with a decision to build it. Make that decision today.
Thanks for listening to the First of the Valley podcast. We hope today's conversation left you feeling inspired and maybe even equipped with one idea you can take with you as you turn earned income into own income and build something that actually lasts.
If today's conversation resonates, here's how you can support the show and help it reach more families, investors, and entrepreneurs who are creating a lasting legacy. Hit follow and share this episode with someone who's thinking beyond themselves and into generations after them.
And if you're feeling generous, leave a review. Means more than you know. Those few words help the right listeners find these conversations right when they need it most. By doing this, you're helping families build legacy, certainty, and continuity.
For show notes, links, and resources from today's episode, head to thekittysisters.com.